He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Romans 8:32. That's the focus of this morning's promise. I'm just going to start by saying that God's generosity knows no bounds, and his love for us is beyond measure. In the text, God is saying, hey, I gave you my one and only son. I sent him to die for you. That is the ultimate gift that I could give. That is the most that you could ask of me. And I gave him up. And you're now here thinking that I won't give you everything else. He's like, everything else for me is a walk in the park, because I already gave you the ultimate gift. So today, I don't want you to be here worrying about not having enough, whether it's enough time, enough resources, enough love, whatever it is. God is reassuring us that he is our ultimate provider. And he's not just concerned about meeting your basic needs. He's not just out here wanting you to survive. He wants you to thrive. He wants to lavish us with his blessings. So if today or any other day after today you find yourself fretting over scarcity or lack, let this text be a reminder of the sacrifice that God gave for us. And if he was willing to give up his own son for our sake, how much more will he provide for our every need? One of the ways we claim this promise over and over again is to live with gratitude. Take a moment out of your day to count your blessings, no matter how small they may seem. So whether it's the roof over your head, food on your table, or the love of family or friends, each blessing that we have is a reminder of God's abundant provision. And as you do that, I pray that you'll surrender your worries and your fears to God, because you'll recognize that he's always provided. And that's our promise. Thank you for stopping by today. I trust that you'll stop by again tomorrow. Have a good day.